Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are...
The Romies!
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, we are returning and continuing to tell our stories from our recent trip to Oregon. And this is day three of our adventures. And I got up and went to the same trail that I had found the day before. And I was able to spend more time there because the first day, I didn't mention this, but I had driven around town thinking I was going to a certain trail and it turned out to not be a trail. So that's why I found the Lewis and Clark Discovery Trail that I found. And
right.
So then this day that we're talking about now, I was able to go and like do a full on, like spend more time there and all that.
Yeah.
So that was great.
And I had stayed in the room, of course.
Of course, getting
sleeping
some sleep.
And, you know, enjoying my
like
coffee and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then she called and said, hey, come meet me on the beach and let's walk the beach back to pick up the car because apparently you parked the car.
Yeah. So, because Rory hadn't really explored the beach yet.
Right.
And because our hotel was right on the beach. Our condo, whatever. And so I parked kind of halfway between the trailhead. There was another section of beach. I parked in this parking section and I walked to the condo and Rory walked back with me. So that way he could experience a walk on the beach. We both could.
Right.
So we enjoyed the beach at Oceanside.
Yeah, it was nice. It was partly cloudy, wasn't raining. Breezy,
still not very many people, but
it was
definitely more crowded that day because we're getting closer to a weekend. So
and lots of breakers.
But not crowded,
the ocean was
but,
still roaring. I mean, this constant thing. It's really bizarre.
It was really neat. I think this trip was my first time to ever just be in hiking boots while I'm at the beach, because you know normally you would go to
flip-flops.
The beach in the summer, and so it was just it's great to just wear your waterproof hiking boots and walk the beach. So we did that little walk and then we started our excursion into Cannon Beach. And we, on the way there, we ran into, well, not literally, we ran across some elk.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we're driving down the road and there's a green hillock on the right. Not a tall one. I mean, you can see the
he
top of the
hillock.
Hill. Yeah. Because it's not a hill and it's just a hillock.
Mm-hmm.
And so a little rise in the ground, and it was all green. There were a couple of trees, but it was mostly grass. And there was
there were
10.
I would say a dozen.
Between 10 and 200 elk.
okay, maybe closer to 10.
Between 5 and 200 elk on the little hillock there next to the road. And the cars weren't bothering them at all.
No,
man.
And cars would just stop along the road and
take
pictures. You'd find photographers with their like giant mega lenses that are like 3 feet long.
Like the photographer standing at their car, but the lens is right in front of the face of the elk, you know, 50 feet away.
We just use our
big lenses. But the bull, he had a rack. Oh my goodness, nice rack. It was really ginormous. Very impressive rack. Very impressive.
So we got pictures of him, and there was another male that didn't have an impressive rack.
Yeah, he was
rack,
just like a two-point.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool, and I tried to get as close as I could to them and take their picture and all that.
Well, a two-point from apparently the Eastern U.S. standard. I'm from the South.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Because Todd
we learned,
told us, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Our friend told us that we count, where I'm from, we count every point. So if he's got four on the left, four on the right, they're matching antlers, that's an eight-point.
Okay.
Apparently, they only say it's a 4-point. Please, I killed an 8-point. So, you know, the other one I say was just had, it was a 2-point, but it actually only had one on each side, so they would have made a G set. It had, you know.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes and no. Okay.
All right. Moving on.
Then we went to Cannon Beach.
We were going there to eat because she had seen a restaurant that she was really interested in. And so we're like, okay, we'll go eat that for lunch or late breakfast. That'll be so fun. We went and...
They were closed.
Closed.
And so then we were, you know...
Well, what are we going to do now?
Search around, keep Googling.
Right.
And all that. And so then we ended up at the Lazy Susan Cafe.
We Google found the Lazy Susan Cafe.
And we are so glad we did.
Oh, man. I had a seafood salad. So if you go to the Lazy Susan, it's a seafood salad. Yeah, over lettuce and stuff. It's super good.
And I got a green salad.
Really good.
Yumminess.
Right. And she also got something bizarre off the menu.
No, it wasn't on the menu. It's one of their specials.
Yeah, well, the menu that they had written.
Right, their specials menu.
Right, yeah, their specials menu. She got gingerbread waffles.
They were so good.
Gingerbread waffles with this lemon...
A lemon sauce.
Sauce.
Syrup kind of thing.
Well, it's a sauce they make, right? A lemon sauce they make with pears
and then,
sliced thin and put on top. It was...
It's a beautiful presentation. And
yeah, very
the combo,
beautiful presentation.
And then we got yogurt. You can do whipped cream or yogurt. So we did
right,
the yogurt.
Right, also. We did the yogurt on the side. Right.
And Roy
and we
really liked
we would
the
split
yogurt.
It.
I didn't love the yogurt with it. I didn't hate it either, but... You
okay.
loved it.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was the whole combination I would not have thought of, and it all worked so well together. But those gingerbread waffles,
They're so good.
That day we split one for sort of dessert after our meal, and we were like, okay, so tomorrow for breakfast, we know what we're doing, right? So we had lunch there, and then we kind of walked the town a little bit.
Yeah, and actually just like... Shopping type stuff.
Yeah, I ended up buying
a
hoodie kind of a thing that was really cool.
You got coffee.
My colors. Yeah, I got some coffee.
I went to the chocolate shop because things are all about chocolate.
That's right, you did. You bought some chocolate things, which was like frou-frou chocolates. I was not my thing.
Yeah, it wasn't the type of place I expected.
It's more something you find in Belgium.
Yeah,
the frou-frou
chocolate
thing. And on the way home, the elk were still there, so we stopped and took... More
additional
photos of the elk.
Maybe we'll post that on our socials so you can check that out at the rest. Bless
Woo! I sneezed that into my shoulder.
Yeah, you did.
Otherwise,
in your elbow. That was
fussing
good.
At me right now.
Yes. Sneeze into your elbow. Everybody knows that.
Whatever.
All right. Then we went to Norma's.
Well,
for
before
dinner.
That, on the way home,
we
just did a little exploring because we like explorers.
Yeah.
We turned down little roads that we shouldn't have turned down or that we wanted to turn down and just.
See the neighborhood, see the beach.
Stuff. Yeah, the beach and these little areas where we're not supposed to go. But we go anyway because we don't know any better. We're not from here. There.
Right.
Yeah. And then we go back to Seaside and it had been recommended to us that we go to Norma's.
Yes.
And so because I was in the mood for seafood. You know, something local. And they said, yeah, it's like a down-home kind of feeling inside. It's a local place. It's not a chain. And they said they've got...
the world famous.
Yeah, this really good clam chowder. And so I go in and it's like they've won these awards for their clam chowder. And I said, well, I got to get me a cup of clam chowder, right?
Right.
With my meal. Oh, my goodness. The clam chowder was awesome. So
now we're helping the world fame by telling you about it now.
Norma's clam chowder. And it's not corn based, by the way. It's not a corn chowder. It's the
clam
chowder.
It was super creamy looking.
Super creamy. Oh my goodness. It was so good. So we ate at Norma's. That was our dinner.
Yep.
And then we went to our condo.
We stopped on the way. We found the Oregon store and we stopped there. Or did we do that the second day? I think we went to the Oregon store the second day.
We went back
to the condo, enjoyed the hot tub and that kind of thing.
No, the Oregon store was on the way home. We also stopped there.
Okay.
On the way home from Cannon Beach where we discovered the Lazy Susan waffles.
Yes.
And we stopped at this Oregon store, which was really cool. We discovered these, my mom loves birds. And they had these really beautifully painted plates and coasters and cups and just the paintings you could buy and prints of this particular artist.
They had
Dean
vinegars
Krauser.
And jellies using berries that are specific
to that area.
Oregon.
With no sugar you could get.
Mm-hmm.
So we got
some. Yeah, because I was like, I want to go get jelly, but it's all going to have sugar. And they actually had no sugar.
We got we got a huckleberry one and what was the other one?
Marionberry.
Dingleberry.
Marionberry.
There's no sugar in a
dingleberry. And they have no. That's disgusting. So,
anyway,
you have to
Marian,
be Rory, Marian, married to Rory to understand that.
Yeah.
And probably so, not. Yeah. But anyway, it was a cute little gift shop that's like specific to Oregon. So that's fun. And then the next day.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
I ended up getting a quart from Norma's to take home.
The next day.
And eat. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, not actually the next
day. So we ate that with our popcorn. Or you ate that with your popcorn, and I had my stuff in the co-op.
So the next day, we decided after the waffles, we said
that was breakfast.
You know what we're doing? The next day was checkout. Mm-hmm. So we said we had to check out at 10, and we're going to check out, and then we are going to Cannon Beach back to the Lazy Susan Cafe, and we're each getting our own waffles
for breakfast. Getting my own.
And I have to say, it's enough, right? Because it's really great, but it's very rich, if you will, because
like
of the toppings.
In a really good way.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we had breakfast at Cannon Beach our last day after we checked out.
And then we walked Cannon Beach because we had hiked Crescent Beach.
The very beach trail, itself.
But we actually went to Cannon Beach, and it was very unique. There were different waterways that
when the tide comes in, water gets trapped in areas. And the tide goes out, and the water, you know, these areas fill up with water, and then it's flowing back out as the tide goes out. So that's kind of what it was, these little tidal pools.
But it almost had like this little section of water, like you would think of a stream. So there was like sand,
it was large.
Like a little stream that had made its way into like,
like created a small river. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Cut the sand down so you have like this river. And then there's more sand after that, and then the actual like beach and into the ocean. So it was interesting.
Yeah.
And it was more populated than the Oceanside Beach.
Right.
And but still, this time of year, it was like very sparse.
Yeah.
But I mean, relatively lots of people there enjoying that. And then we drove to Portland because that was our layover day till we head to Eagle Crest.
You know what else we did on the way to Portland? We were in the middle of nowhere and we're hungry. Right? Mm-hmm. After our walk on the beach and stuff, it was going to be dinner time. And so she Googles, and we're in the middle of nowhere, nothing but little tiny towns
that
you don't even know you're driving through a town.
And I was in the mood for Asian food.
Yeah, so she Googles a Chinese restaurant, and I'm like, really? They're going to like pull it out of a box and put it in the microwave. Mm-hmm. But it had really high ratings, and so we stopped and got this Chinese food, and it was really good.
We had to eat it in the car because they're still...
they won't let you go in the restaurant. Yeah. You had to order at the window, and then she calls you, and you get your food. Anyway, the food was really good. We were shocked. If I knew the name of the restaurant, I'd tell you. A little town, but it's really not a town, kind of, almost.
Right. It was in this kind of trailer bunker thing.
Yeah, and it was just at a crossroads. It was... interesting. Anyway, so we did that on the way to Portland. That was nice.
And then we stayed with our wonderful family friends.
Yes, Todd and Vicky.
Yes, stayed at their house and got to chat with them and catch up. And that was just really fun to catch up with folks we love.
Yeah, so those were our last two coastal days of our vacay holiday.
Vacay holiday. So we will... then after that, we headed to the Eagle Crest / Redmond / Bend area.
Right.
And Oregon. We will tell you all about that
in
our next episode. We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
TheRoamies. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
TheRoamies.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.